FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Massive tornadoes tore across Oklahoma last night, killing at least two people. But given the size of those tornadoes, officials say this could have been a lot worse.
Storm chasers in Oklahoma witnessed a trail of destruction.
The houses through here, there are several from memory, and yeah, they are all just, they're just gone.
Hail the size of tennis balls was reported, and at least one tornado is estimated to have been about a mile wide. The threat so severe that the National Weather Service issued a tornado emergency, an enhanced warning given when large tornadoes threaten heavily populated areas. As the region picks up the pieces, focus turns to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, where forecasters say the system is headed next. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
A major meeting is going to take place today at Metro, as the boss sits down with all 650 of his managers.
When he meets with them today, Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld told Fox 5 he'll stress to his managers that they need to fix safety problems as soon as they see them and not wait for them to get to him. Fix WMATA's Chris Barnes says,
Thursday was a great example that, you know, things should have been done following the arcing insulator at Federal Center, and things just were not done until it got all the way up to him sometime in the afternoon.
He says it shouldn't have taken all day for something to be done.
You have to wonder how many managers that went through before it got to Wiedefeld.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Chris Christie is taking on a new role in the Donald Trump campaign, anticipating a Trump victory in November.
Governor Christie has been a loyal supporter and confidant to Mr. Trump and the campaign. Donald Trump's press team says in a news release announcing Chris Christie will lead the Trump transition team. Christie dropped out of the race right after finishing sixth in New Hampshire. He's occasionally campaigned with the presumptive nominee. Being tapped to smooth out the change from Barack Obama to Donald Trump means it's unlikely, though not impossible, that Christie would be Trump's running mate.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
U.S. officials say a top ISIS leader has been killed in Iraq.
Officials at the Pentagon say Abu Wahib, a top Islamic State leader, and three others were killed May 6th when an American airstrike hit their vehicle as it drove through Iraq's Anbar province. Officials say Wahib was a former member of Al-Qaeda in Iraq and has appeared in Islamic State execution videos. Pentagon spokesman call Wahib's death a blow to the group's leadership. There have been unconfirmed reports in the past suggesting Wahib was targeted by strikes, but this marks the first time the Pentagon reports he was killed. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There's likely to be more rain coming today and for much of this week. In fact, if it feels like it's been an unusually rainy period, it is.
As of Monday, we have had 13 consecutive days of rain, which is a record in our area. The last time was back in 1938 when we had 10 solid days of rain. But National Weather Service meteorologist Luis Rosa says soon the rain will stop and the heat will arrive.
El Nino is fading quickly in the Pacific and is supposed to transition to neutral. That typically actually brings warmer and drier weather for the summer.
And Rosa says our first real break from the rain could come this weekend. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A wildfire continues to burn in Canada's Alberta province. At least two neighborhoods in Fort McMurray are scenes of utter devastation, officials say. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,706, the NASDAQ at 4,750. Sports, the Nets end their losing streak with a dramatic walk-off win over the Tigers. O's Twins rained out. Steven Strasburg gets a new seven-year contract. NHL, it's Caps Penguins game six tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Doctor of Democracy.
Rush Limbaugh here, the EIB Network.
We're thrilled to be with you.
Rush, weekdays at noon.
You know, folks, you're going to have to learn to trust me.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I choose to bury my head in the sand.
To never open my 401k statements.
To be the oldest person at my company.
To never wonder what's next.
I choose to believe that retirement isn't in the cards for me.
Sure, you could choose to ignore your retirement, or you could choose to start doing something about it right now. Schedule your free portfolio review with the Mutual Fund Store today. Our advisors understand the reservations and concerns you have about retirement. That's why we sit down and meet with you one-on-one. We like to listen to what you've done in the past. More importantly, we like to talk about your goals and where you want to be in the future. After that, we'll put a plan in place that helps get your retirement on track. So what are you waiting for? Let's choose to make your future a top priority. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule your free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on I-95 struggling a bit here with this crash. Southbound 95 as you pass 175 before Route 32. Car went into the guardrail. They have everything confined to that left shoulder, but to check it out, there's a bit of activity there. The police, and we're slow back at Route 100. So still extra time needed, even though lanes have been reopened. And then beyond, good down through to the Beltway starting to form delays through Silver Spring on the top side. 270, the crash south at Route 80 Urbana. That's been cleared. Delays, though, just south out of Frederick, off and on down toward Hyattstown, currently with travel lanes open. Spoke to VDOT, and nothing reported on 66, but with very slow traffic heading through the Manassas interchanges. Heading through Centerville, good. Fair Lakes, Brooks, and up through to the Beltway, no problems. And DC 295 north, as you come off the Beltway, watch for delays forming approaching the Naval Research Lab. Traffic update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain streak continuing with occasional showers in our forecast on this Tuesday. Not much into measurable precipitation. Some of that rain steady at times. 61 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Vienna, 55 in Kensington, 59 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. Why wait? The White House staff is already preparing for the presidential transition. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Hans von Spakovsky is going to join us to talk about the North Carolina transgendered bathroom bill and the controversy that has ensued. At 8:05, it's Robert Costa, political reporter for the Washington Post. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Baseball season is full swing now, and the Nationals looking pretty good despite their four-game sweep at the hands of the Cubs. Cubs swept them there in Chicago, but they're back in town, starting an interleague series against the Tigers. And last night, well, it was an instant classic. You know, they were down to the Tigers throughout the entire game. They tie it up, and then in the bottom of the ninth, a walk-off home run. You gotta love that. The Nats win. Everyone have fun. Put another curly W in the column.
Yeah.
However, right before that walk-off home run, something happened.
Call strike three on the upper half of the zone. Harper just get thrown out, and Dusty put his hand on him there, too.
They need him in the game. This is where Bryce is completely wrong also, and he's going to have to be able to know how important he is in this lineup.
Come running out. Yeah. You don't need to be dealing with the umpires.
Yeah, Bryce Harper got ejected for arguing balls and strikes. By the way, that happened, seriously, the at-bat right before the walk-off home run. So with the walk-off home run, as the team went and celebrated, as they often do, the whole team is waiting there at home plate, waiting to embrace their fellow teammate who just won the game there with the walk-off. And it's caught on camera. Bryce Harper turns to the umpire and, has a couple of choice words for him, including
a few really harsh words,
including a four-letter word with the letter F. So there could be some ramifications for that too. Clint Robinson, by the way, hit that game-ending home run, that walk-off home run. But this opens up a larger question,
yes, it does.
And that is if this was appropriate behavior by Bryce Harper, and if this, in some way, sort of diminishes him in the eyes of you as a fan, or more importantly, as your children. Honestly, Brian, I think that you have a stronger opinion on this than I do. So you should probably take it from here.
But if this resonates with you and you immediately have a response about whether it, you know, if it bothers you when a big sports fan like this starts arguing with the umps, is that a problem or with the referees? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. Brian, why don't you start it off?
Well, look, I do have a problem with this. Now, look, I love me some Bryce Harper. He's an amazing athlete, and I stand in awe of his abilities. And I think that when you take on that kind of role in a team where you are a team leader and one of the key players and star of the team, and he really is one of the stars of this team, then I think you have a responsibility, because not only are you a player and a competitor on the field of play, you are indeed a role model. Now, you can make an argument about whether or not we should have our kids follow athletes as role models, but the fact of the matter is they do. And they like these people who are great players, and they want to be like them, and they identify with them, and they follow them, and they pay attention to the things that they do. And when Bryce Harper does this, he needs to remember, you know, I understand he's a passionate player, and I'm all about having passion for what you do, but I think that you have a responsibility to pull it back a little bit, because there are young minds and young eyes watching, and I would say to Bryce Harper, remember that it's not just you and the passions of the moment. It is the example that you're setting for young athletes everywhere. I mean, I have a young athlete in my family, and I care about a lot of things. I want them to conduct themselves with honor on the field of play. I want them to leave it all on the field, and I want them to be passionate about their job, about their role on the team. I want them to have a commitment to team and not necessarily a commitment to myself. And so, I mean, all those things are the wonderful things I think come from having a kid involved in sports. But, I mean, you know, when you play soccer in Montgomery County, you might be surprised to hear this. Sometimes the refereeing is a little uneven. I can think of a recent case where the team should have won but did not win because of an egregiously bad call by a referee. And was it right? No. Were parents upset? Yes. But I want those kids still to respect the authority of the referee, because it's human judgment, and humans are prone to making mistakes now and then. That's going to happen. On the field of play, I want you to conduct yourself honorably. And I would say to Bryce Harper, you know, think about these kinds of things, because it's not just you. You now have a lot of people watching you.
This is where I have a disconnect with you, and I get it. And I disagree with Brian. I'm going to tell him why, but we want to hear from you too. 888-630-WML, or if you agree with Brian, let's hear it. First of all, this was the epitome of a team being a teammate. What Bryce Harper did here, you're behaving as though this is just about him. Did you see what happened? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how was this not? How was this a selfish act?
I'm not suggesting this was him not acting in the best interest of the team. I'm saying is that in this particular case, he acted in a way that was not befitting as a role model for young people. That's what I'm saying.
All right, well, that's not what he's paid to do, number one. Number two, you say you respect his passion. It's very hard at this level. And let's face it, Bryce Harper is playing. He is the highest level player at the highest level. He is the best player in the game playing at the highest level. It is very hard to just turn it off and say, okay, shrug it off when the ump is wrong. And here's the thing. The ump was wrong. Okay? He was wrong. And, by the way, Bryce Harper was not arguing with the ump about his own balls and strikes. He was in the dugout, and his teammate was treated unjustly by the umpire.
I understand that.
And all of the players, according to Dusty Baker, the manager, and according to the video that I saw, because, yes, I was off to nappy land when this happened last night, as most children were, by the way. But I get it. They'll see it on replay, just like I did. And when I saw the replay, many of the players in the Nats dugout were shouting back when Espinosa got called out on strikes. They were all shouting back, and the ump singled Bryce Harper out and said, see you later, you're out of here. In a tie game in the bottom of the ninth, the ump singled out Bryce Harper and threw him out of the game. Now, I'm sorry. Number one, Harper was sticking up for his teammate by John at the ump about it. And they've been arguing about the strike zone all day long. He was right. And you know what? I'll turn it upside down. Not only will I defend Bryce Harper in this, but I'll say, you know what? This was a great example for children. I want my kids to see this.
No.
Because I want my children to learn to stand up and have their voice be heard when there is injustice in this world. And God knows there's a whole lot of it. And guess what? If we all say, well, that's wrong, but we should all just
just go along to get along and not upset the apple cart because, you know, we have a role to play here. Yeah, that's exactly what a whole lot of people in authority would like people like us, people like you and I, to do. They would like us to walk in line and not have our voices be heard not stand up to injustice. I want my children to stand up to injustice.
There's a difference between standing up for what you believe is right and throwing around the F-bomb.
Well, first of all,
that's where it's wrong.
He got thrown out of the game, not for the F-bomb. He did afterwards, when he was celebrating, he turned to the ump and said, by the way.
I'm talking about his entire behavior last night was not befitting of an athlete of
his stature. Just raised the F-bomb. The F-bomb happened later. Yeah, so you think his behavior in the dugout, speaking up to injustice and defending his teammate, was inappropriate?
I think that, I don't know what he said that made the umpire single him out. I don't know exactly why he was singled out of all the people. Must have heard something. I'm sure that the umpire heard something that he didn't like out of his mouth.
Yeah, and so therefore we must salute smartly to the umpire and say, okay, you're the boss.
You stand up for what is right, and if you think you've been wrong, you make your case. But to then throw around the F-bomb and to say, and then to sort of brag about it later, as he did in interviews, is inappropriate, and that's not the message you want to send to young people.
I think young people need to be inspired to stand up to authority when the authority is wrong, and in this case, they were. 888-630-WMAL. What kind of kid do you want to raise? Do you want to raise the kid who just keeps his mouth shut and salutes smartly and says, okay, that's fine? Or do you want to raise the kid who lets his voice be heard? That's really what we're talking about here. 888-630-WMAL. 615 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, north on 95 in Stafford, Dale City, pockets of delays through these stretches. Same story with 395 as you come off the Beltway. Just starting to get that morning push a little bit slow there. On 66 out of Gainesville through Manassas with the stop and go, still through Falls Church before we beat that 630 HOV crunch heavy inside the Beltway. Maryland 95, that's where we've had early morning delays, and they continue southbound, starting right near Route 100, down past 175 before you get to Route 32. Car into a guardrail. Now, everything is confined to the shoulder, but you see this car smashed up against the guardrail. Police there definitely causing rubbernecking delays. On 270 south at Route 80 Urbana, that crash gone, heavy through that stretch. Maryland on 29 southbound past Cherry Hill Road, very slow accident activity reported in that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers this morning and then steady rain later today in the afternoon and maybe even this evening. High of 61 degrees. Overnight showers, steady rain overnight actually. Low of 53 degrees. Tomorrow cloudy in the morning, then off and on rain showers. Tomorrow's high is 67. Right now we're looking at 59 degrees at 617.
I was pretty upset. You know, I don't think it was right to even do that. So, let him hear what I have to say and let him hear again and, so what?
So what? Bryce Harper in the post-game interview also said...
What'd you say after the game?
A couple choice words. Absolutely.
You think he might get fined?
I do. I'll pay it. So I think he deserves to, maybe he'll get fined too. So we'll see.
Maybe I'll get fined. We'll see. And you know what? Listen, he's being a man. He's standing up. He'll take the repercussions.
Yeah.
Bigger question is this not befitting and a bad role model for your kids? I actually say, you know what? I'm okay with this.
Yeah, on that point, can I just throw in, before we get to calls, I know everybody wants
so
to
many.
Win, but here's just one other thing, and that is that I understand that as a young person, from time to time, you need to stand. I mean, one of the hardest things for me as a parent to learn was that when my child stands up and questions me, that's something that I need to understand is part of that child's development. In other words, if I'm challenged on something, that's very difficult for a child to do, to stand up to your parents and say, you know, Dad, I think you're wrong about that, and here's why. And by the way, do it in a respectful way. That means that the child is learning how to challenge authority. I don't have any problem with a child challenging authority. I have a real problem with behavior like this on the field of play.
Patrick in Leesburg, you're first up on WMAO. What do you say, Patrick?
Hey, good morning, guys. I've got four kids that play baseball. I have no problem with the intensity. I played myself, and there's no secret that umpires in the league don't like Bryce Harper. And I think that one thing we need to keep in mind. I remember as a kid, George Brett ran in the dugout. I mean, it's intense out there. I mean,
yes.
I know it's easy to throw stones at him, but I mean, probably shouldn't use the language. But I have no problem with the intensity.
Thank you, Patrick. I was saving that for later, but thank you. George Brett, probably one of the most respected players in the history of modern-day baseball, a stand-up guy in every way whatsoever. But when he was treated unjustly, he went freaking ballistic, and it's one of the greatest videos of all time, and he was right. And the umps and the evil empire, the New York Yankees, who set him up with the pine tar incident, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. It's awesome. They deserved it, and George Brett is a hero because of his reaction. How about Penny and Burke? Penny, you're on WMAL. What do you say?
Well, you know, I think this was a situation of extreme stress, and it almost seems as though the league is ganging up against him, because every team they come up against are just walking him. And I will say, first of all, the umpire was correct. The ball was a strike on Danny Espinosa. It was a strike. I think the whole team needs to calm down, because they're all questioning now. But I have seen league-wide, there are some pretty egregious umpiring events, and these umpires are more and more seeming to take a role in their position that is a little more emotional.
Penny, thanks for that. And listen, the last thing we want to do is argue balls and strikes on a talk show. I think the argument from the players that I heard was, all night long that pitch was not a strike, and suddenly at the bottom of the ninth it was a strike. He had been calling it as a ball, and that they just want consistency from the umps. How about Paul in Waldorf? You're on WMAL. Go ahead, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, Larry, I tell you, I can't believe I heard you say what you just said a second ago about, you know, kids standing up when the authority is wrong. I guess they should do that to police officers. Isn't that the problem we're having right now? I'm a very competitive person. Always, I've never let my kids win at Candyland, for goodness sake. They beat me fair and square. But I will say this. You don't disrespect. If my kid disrespected somebody on the field like that, boy, there would be hell to pay when they got home. That's just poor sportsmanship. That's not standing up to something. First of all, you already know when the ump makes a call, it's a judgment call like that. You know, just take your millions of dollars, keep your mouth quiet, and play the game and let us enjoy it.
All right, Paul. Listen, there's a lot to unpack there. I would just say that, to answer your first question, I don't want kids standing up to the police, except when the police officers are acting unjustly, there needs to be repercussions. And sometimes it does take somebody's voice shouting out that injustice. The millions of dollars, I think, is irrelevant. I'm sorry. The man is paid. And by the way, Bryce Harper is paid a lot less than he is worth, considering the market conditions and what he's paid. Now, when he renegotiates his contract, he'll get paid more.
He'll be fine.
But how much he's getting paid is irrelevant to whether this is appropriate behavior or not, in my opinion. I don't like the idea that, well, we're paying you money, so you just got to shut up and enjoy it. That's not true. He's performing the way he's performing because the money is secondary. All right, it's 620. More of your calls on this. It's 622 on WMAO.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
You know, May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Aquino Company are partnering with Homes for Our Troops and to help them provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. And as you may know, the Thompson Aquino Company designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They're a local company that does it all. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made at their local factory, but just for our local climate. And the Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improve the comfort of your home. They can lower your utility bills, increase the value of your home. But there is another thing. You want to do business with a company that honors our veterans. And Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing is subject to credit approval. You want to visit thompsoncreek.com for details. So support Thompson Creek, a local company that also supports our local heroes. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK to receive 20% off every window, no money down, no interest, no payments for 18 months. The number again, 855-57-CREEK.
This Wounded Warriors Project moment is brought to you by Lustein Auto Mall. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle. The Wounded Warriors Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden.
Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Visit WoundedWarriorsProject.org.
It's Toyota time at DC Metro's big Toyota powerhouse. LustineToyota.com. Corollas from $109 a month. Siennas from $229 a month. Highlanders from $259 a month. 700 amazing Toyota deals to choose. Plus the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper-to-bumper coverage. Only available at Lustine.
LustineToyota.com. DC Metro's big Toyota powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DLME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
6:25, now WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 29 southbound. That's where we have a three-car crash. Southbound 29, it'll be after Randolph Cherry Hill Road. And really, they're only letting that right shoulder get by. And all three of these cars look like they'll need to be towed. So plan for that to be there for a while. South of the ICC, up ahead, watch for those delays. Now on Maryland 95, we're still struggling to get by the crash south of 175 before you get to Route 32. A car slammed into the guardrail, so a bit to check out. It's causing major rubbernecking delays, obviously. Then beyond, hitting the volume as you come out of Calverton to join on to the outer loop of the Beltway. So those are a couple of our hot seats in Maryland. 270 south about the volume. Earlier crash at Route 80 Urbana, gone. 66 quite slow as you come through Gainesville, Manassas, through the battlefield. 29, you're picking up that volume for the morning commute over to 234. 395 lanes open, but I'm seeing delays back at the Beltway through Landmark. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular. In just 6 months, Jared Foley, a father of three, went from having a bad cough to something much more life-threatening. Fortunately, MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute was able to give him and his family a second chance. Find out more at MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds, a few rain showers around. May get some steady rain at times, especially south, and the showers will continue into the afternoon, and high temperatures only in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 degrees, 6:27 on WMAL, and this is, by the way, if you were wondering, where Washington comes to talk.
It is.
You never want to get thrown out of that situation. I mean, especially in the ninth inning when, you know, you tie a ball game. You know, I think everybody was up on the steps and preaching about what they thought was going on, and they picked me and said, see you later. So
That's Bryce Harper explaining how he got singled out.
Out of all the people there who are mouthing off, he just chose one.
Yep, and his manager, Dusty Baker, backs him up on that. And if you look at the video, it's funny. When you look at the video, you'll see people in the dugout and coaches and people all pointing themselves saying, what, me? Who, me? And they're all pointing at each other. Who got thrown out? And Bryce Harper standing behind a couple of them, and the umps, you know, goes out of his way and picks Bryce Harper. Craig in Baltimore, real fast, you're on WMAL. Go, Craig.
Good morning. Getting back to challenging authority, I think, you know, the little league level, you know, the kids should leave it up to the parents. But on the other hand, they are just games, especially if it's amateur. There's not much at stake. You know, you can always withdraw from the league if it's really egregious. So, I mean, I've seen that, you know, bad refereeing.
Right.
It's usually very favoritism towards certain teams. But in pro baseball and pro sports, I mean, they're all employees of the same MLB or NBA. And, I mean, it's always been you don't question balls and strikes.
Right, I understand, but they still do it. That's the thing, and it's sort of part of the game. It's 6:28 on WMAL.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
They score! It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Coming up on WMAL, are employees at Facebook silencing the voices of conservatives when it comes to the aggregation of news content? That's the charge by some former Facebook employees, and it could be affecting the way you get your news and information. We'll talk about it after our news here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. At least two people were killed in Oklahoma overnight in deadly weather that spawned powerful tornadoes.
As massive tornadoes moved across Oklahoma Monday, even the regular storm chasers were nervous.
You guys that are watching on this live stream, you guys need to send your prayers up. It's actually destroying homes right now.
This same system that spawned Oklahoma storms brought tornadoes to Colorado's eastern plains last weekend. Now, that system is forecast to move into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld is having a closed-door meeting today with all 650 of his managers to tell them they are going to be held accountable for the safety of the Metro Rail system. Chris Barnes is with the group Fix WMATA.
How far he'll get with the managers that have kind of been there, you know, for decades is the big question. Some of these folks clearly need to go.
Barnes says to restore the confidence of Metro riders, some of those managers have to be fired. Polls are opening right now in West Virginia in that state's primary election.
Now, if early voting is any indication, there may be record-setting vote counts in today's primary. The question is, on the Democratic side, who will they vote for, Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton? This state, it's coal country, and they still have not forgotten what Hillary Clinton said during the town hall meeting, CNN's meeting in March, where she said coal mines will be shut down and coal miners will lose their jobs.
Correspondent Gene Casares checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,706. The Nasdaq at 47.50. Sports: Steven Strasburg reportedly gets a new 7-year contract with the Nationals. The Nats beat the Tigers to end their losing streak. The O's and Twins rained out, and the Caps try to stay alive tonight in Game 6 of their playoff series with Pittsburgh. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand is one of my most popular seminars, Preparing for Retirement. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Loudoun County and Alexandria Tuesday and Wednesday, May 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach a Ride. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 slow as you come off the Beltway. Heading through Landmark where we had the stalled car that was moved to the shoulder. Still focal point of distraction there. Beyond the next set of delays. Sluggish now as you head in and over the 14th Street Bridge and into town onto the freeway or onto lower 14th Street. But nothing in the way there. 66 were bunched up through Manassas. No problems to report beyond, just a little bit stop and go through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks again. Maryland 29, serious crash involves three cars. Southbound 29, just south of Randolph Cherry Hill Road. Only one right lane gets by, so coming south, just south of the ICC. That's where I see the brake lights, so keep alert if you're in that stretch. On 95, we are still jammed to get by the accident. Had the car slam into the guardrail. All that activity on the shoulder between 175 and Route 32, albeit quite slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Measurable rainfall as we go through today. A few showers with some steady rain at times today. 61. And that steady rainfall is going to be south this morning. Showers this evening. Steady rain overnight. 53. Cloudy with more showers tomorrow. 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Alexandria, 57 in Beltsville, 59 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
It is 637 right here on WMAL, isn't it? You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. At 7:05, we'll speak with Hans von Spakovsky, a former Department of Justice official, talk about this war now between the Obama DOJ and the state of North Carolina. Folks, this ain't about bathrooms anymore. This is about a huge overreach by an administration and their attempt to rewrite civil rights law in America. At 8:05, Robert Costa of the Washington Post on some pretty high-level discussions going on right now in the Republican Party and the presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow from CNBC, who is on board with Donald Trump as long as he changes his trade policy. All that coming up this morning. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, here's a question for you. How much of your news do you get from Facebook? I mean, we are told reliably that they've done some research, and a lot of people get a lot of their news from Facebook. And there's two ways that you can get news on Facebook. There's, you know, stories that your friends share. And then there's the trending section there that tells you our algorithms have searched the World Wide Web and we determine that these are the stories that are most on the minds of Americans right now. And they give you that in the trending news section. Except that we've just learned that apparently there's a lot of editorial bias that goes on in choosing somehow are impacting those stories that you see in the trending news section of Facebook. So first of all, do you get your news from Facebook? Does it change your mind if you know that there is an editorial bias against conservative news in that trending section? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Here's the reason we're raising this is there's a story in this website, Gizmodo, and they did a story on this about a week ago. We mentioned it, I think, in passing, that some people who worked for Facebook were saying that, you know what, I was a news curator, that's what they call them, news curator for Facebook, and we routinely took conservative stories out of the mix. And, by the way, sometimes we injected into the system stories that had a more liberal bent. For example, Black Lives Matter. That apparently was something that got injected into the news feed, even though it really wasn't trending anywhere. It was put into the news feed because, well, I mean, Zuckerberg likes that movement. He's on record as saying he likes that movement. Here's a quote from one of these so-called news curators. Quote, "It was absolutely biased. We were doing it subjectively. It just depends on who the curator is and what time of day it is. Every once in a while, a red state or conservative news source would have a story. We'd have to go out and find the same story from some other news outlet." In other words, you couldn't have the red state spin on it or the red state's take on that particular news. You had to go out and find something that was, in their minds, more neutral. I'm very troubled by this because, you know, look, if the idea of these algorithms is we're just going to search the World Wide Web without bias and say that these are the stories that most Americans are talking about, that's good and fine. But then when you put an editorial bent into it that is decidedly liberal and anti-conservative, then I've got a real problem with that. Now, it's okay if Facebook wants to do that, but you need to be honest about that. And they have denied, oh, well, no, this doesn't happen at all. I think it does happen, and there's a lot of evidence that suggests that once they did this first story, a whole bunch of people came out of the woodwork saying, absolutely, this happens. It happens on a routine basis, and you need to be concerned about it. And I think we should.
Yeah, I mean, that is the bottom line here. They need to come clean on this. And according to Facebook, they said, we have policies that prevent this. Well, policies can be circumvented by a human being, right? Mm-hmm. They have the policies and procedures. Here's the bottom line. Either the algorithm that shows what a trending topic is totally and completely free of any human judgment and human editorial control, and it's merely a direct spit out of data from their system that shows what people are talking about and what's most popular, or it's something that is, as these guys said, curated, where a human being will look at all of these things that are trending and then pick and choose which ones end up at the top. And if it is the latter, that means that there is no legitimate way to know whether there is somebody's own personal bias being injected in there. Listen, if Zuckerberg wants to have a liberal news feed, he has every right to do so. And by God, we conservatives have been used to that for decades and decades and decades. We have had our news curated by liberals, most of them out of New York City and Washington, D.C., who have decided what stories were the important ones and what spin on those stories were important for us to see. That's fine. Just come clean and tell us.
Yeah, let us know. What do you think about this, John in Rockville? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm fine. What do you think?
Well, I've never had a Facebook account, and now I guess I got confirmation as to why.
Yeah, so this is not something that impacts you because you've just decided you're not going to do Facebook.
No, I haven't and don't see a need in it. And realistically, you know, this just confirms that I will never do it.
All right. Well, thank you, John.
Well, we want to talk to people who are using Facebook and see if this is an issue. How about Don in Woodbridge?
Hey, Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to bring up the fact that the term news that we're all using is very loose. And I think a lot of people on Facebook, a lot of my friends, liberal and conservative, use Facebook to, they post and share things, and then that leads them to conservative or liberal sites. It really just shows them viewpoints that they are accustomed with, that they're comfortable with. So I don't think it really gives them news. I think it just gives them ways to back up their opinions and make them feel better.
Well, I hear that, and I think that happens in Twitter a lot, where, you know, you choose the people that you're going to follow. But in this trending news section, it was supposed to all be decided by computers. It's sort of an unbiased analysis of what people were actually talking about and what stories were getting a lot of interest across the World Wide Web. But now they are interjecting their own opinions into it, and there's where I have a problem.
6:43 on WMAL.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh. You are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I want to talk about the Ted Britt Memorial Day sales event. You know, I love talking about Ted Britt Automotive in Northern Virginia because, you know, I know that they stand by their cars and they stand by their deals. And they've been around for 57 years. I've met them. And, you know, when you're buying that precious vehicle of yours, it's going to carry around your precious cargo. And, of course, I'm talking about your wife and kids. Well, you want to make sure that you've got somebody who's going to be there for you anytime you need them, and you want to make sure that that car has some real reliable authority behind it, and that's what Ted Britt Automotive is. I'll get to the sales in a minute, but I want to talk about this great program that Ted Britt has. It's called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Isn't that what you want? Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles as well, as long as they've got less than 100,000 miles. See, that's what I'm talking about. When you strap your kids in the back seat there, in their car seat, you want to make sure that someone's standing behind that vehicle and you've got that assurance with Ted Britt. Here's the Memorial Day sale. It's going on right now with prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. They've got the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Go right now to one of the nine great locations or just check them out online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. We have a story about fists coming up, so fists is in my head, but I meant first on the five. JB Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this one gets an oops, well, at least for me, because I'm checking out the cameras here. We have a broken down car on the Virginia Beltway, inner loop, right as you come up toward Braddock Road. It's in the left lane, and the VDOT help truck has arrived, but they're in the express lanes, and they pulled over to the left shoulder. So it looks like we need to get another truck out there. On the inner loop, Braddock Road, again, left lane is blocked, not unless they're coming with gasoline and going to fill up the car if it's run out of gas. So we'll see. Taking a quick look here at 395, where we had the broken down at the landmark area. That's been cleared with delays coming off of the Beltway. Big delays, Maryland on 95, absolutely jammed before Route 100 to get you past 175. That's where we had the earlier crash with the car into the guardrail. And with this big delay, it also puts the pressure on Route 100 as well. 29, keep alert, south of the ICC. You're hitting delays now to get by the crash after Randolph Cherry Hill Road stayed to the right. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds, a few rain showers around. May get some steady rain at times, especially south, and the showers will continue into the afternoon. And high temperatures only in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by V&F Coffee and Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Some military news for y'all to chew on as you start your day here.
Say y'all.
WMAL. I throw y'all out there once in a while. I've been known to do so. I do live south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, I know, but the Michigander in there seems odd.
It's
just saying.
It is a dichotomy. There's a controversy growing over a photo showing black West Point cadets, all female, in their U.S. Military Academy guard right there at West Point. They're graduating seniors. And it's traditional for them to all pose for pictures in front of this historic, is it pronounced a Nininger Hall, I believe, and I apologize if I'm pronouncing that wrong. And usually they're, you know, these stoic pictures, you know, like a sepia tone, you know, dating back to the Civil War era, right? They all pose in their traditional garb that looks like they're right out of, you know, like Grant was standing there with them or Lee was standing there with them. Well, there is a photo of 16 black African-American cadets,
and they were all raising a clenched fist in the air, which has often been seen as a symbol of black power or black pride. And apparently some people have problems with this because it is kind of outside of the uniform. You know, when you're wearing the uniform of the United States Army, or in this case of the military academy, you are not a black man, you're not a white man, you yeah. are a soldier. So there's some question about that, and they're investigating it.
Yeah. Doesn't bother me too.
Doesn't bother you?
Nah, not too much.
All right. Well, there is.
Some people
It bothers people. Yeah. So they're discussing it and trying to figure that out. All right. Also, let's continue our focus on the Army. This is a remarkable story coming out of the Army Times, reporting this weekend that the Army's an end strength, they call it, for March.
Yeah, this bothers me.
479,172. That's 154 fewer soldiers than the service's previous post-World War II low, according to the Army Times. This is the lowest active duty ranking of soldiers since 1940. Our U.S. Army has been redefined and reconfigured, and many people are concerned that we are just not ready.
Yeah, I do have real concerns about the status of our military right now, and I think when this administration gets out of the way and we get a clear look at what really is going on at the Pentagon, I think we're going to be shocked.
Oh, don't be so fast. There's a new poll that shows that active duty military much prefer Donald Trump to mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton. If Hillary Clinton becomes commander-in-chief, I'm not so sure that anything will be changed. It's 6:49 on WMAL.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed. Like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks and read other contributions at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When a Snell stand-up guy comes into your home, they'll never, ever be wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt. Hi, it's Dave Snell. I put a lot of stock in my guys looking tip-top. Sometimes in life, casual is fine. But when you invite a service company into your home, the last thing anybody wants to see is a sloppy repairman in a beat-up truck. And don't even get me started about plumber's cleavage. When you call Snell, first and foremost, you can expect a sharp-dressed guy who shows up in a clean truck. And we always wear slips over our shoes. So we'll never ever track mud or gunk or goop or phlegm into your home and onto your carpet. I mean, who wants that? I believe, to the very core of my being, that all the little things in business add up to your business. And in my business, I think all the little things matter. In fact, I know they do. Professional, polite, and punctual. The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
Time now to check in on your money with the CNBC Business Report. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
And good morning. We expect to see another opening higher on Wall Street today like we did yesterday. Hopefully the day will end better than it did. Small business owners feeling better about the economy. The business climate's improving, they say, but many are still worried about finding enough qualified workers. The Gap is having trouble finding customers, qualified or otherwise. Sales fell again last month, and now Gap may sell its Old Navy and Banana Republic stores overseas. Solar City lost more money last quarter because it installed fewer solar panels and expenses rose. Groupon is suing IBM, claiming that Big Blue infringed on patented technology that can help companies find new customers by location. IBM sued Groupon a couple of months ago over a separate patent. And rock musician Bono turns 56 today. His band U2 has sold more than 170 million records over the past 35 years, but he is so much more than a musician. Bono is also a managing partner at a private equity firm that manages more than $2 billion of assets for its clients. Who knew? I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This Wounded Warriors Project moment is brought to you by Lustine Auto Mall. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle. The Wounded Warriors Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Visit WoundedWarriorsProject.org.
It's Toyota time, and Lustine Toyota is bringing on the heat. Camrys from $139 a month. Prius or RAV4, your choice, from $159 a month. Plus, auto for life and lifetime bumper-to-bumper coverage only at Lustine. We stock more, and we sell for less. Hurry in for your best Toyota time deal.
LustineToyota.com. DC Metro's big Toyota powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, the good news on the Beltway is Virginia. Inner loop with that broken down car near Braddock Road. They were able to get that to move along, so all lanes are open. Delays leaving Springfield, though, as you push through Annandale. So it's starting to look like a normal commute through that stretch. Not so good as the Maryland Beltway in Bethesda. Inner loop, as you come around off of 270, past Connecticut Avenue before George Avenue, that's the scene of the crash, right around that curve where the Mormon Temple is, along the left side. Now, I'm also looking on the outer loop at the slowdowns on the approach, and I had fire and rescue units running on the outer loop stretch of the Beltway, too. So everyone, keep alert if you're in that vicinity. 29, making some progress. Maryland southbound jam, though, from the ICC to get past Randolph Cherry Hill Road to stay to the far right to get by. They'll have one more vehicle to tow out of there in a few moments. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain streak continuing with occasional showers in our forecast on this Tuesday. Not much into measurable precipitation. Some of that rain steady at times. 61 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now we're looking at 59 degrees in the nation's capital. And yeah, a whole lot of rain coming up today. It's 6:56 on WMAL.
Great American moments have happened on the mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Good morning, Washington.
ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington, where good mornings start with news
breaking
of the day.
News, we're off the top this morning. A Metro...
Julie Wright with traffic.
We're having major delays.
Eileen Whalen and Jackie Jarrus forecasting
so
your day.
Heading out the door, make sure you grab the umbrella.
So, no matter where you say good morning.
Good morning, Marlowe Heights.
Good morning, Suitland.
Good morning, Anacostia.
Good morning, Washington is where good mornings start. Weekday mornings starting at 4:25 on ABC 7.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
It's prom season. Young men and women around the country are putting on fancy dresses and tuxedos. They're like we were at that age. The boys trying to figure out how to put on a corsage, and what in the heck is that boutonniere thing? The MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas, had a problem of its own. This one was for 100 teen patients and their families at the Children's Cancer Hospital. Teenagers with cancer have already had to miss out on so much. Hospital staff did not want them to miss out on this. MD Anderson teamed up with local businesses to cater the prom. They had fancy attire for the young patients donated. In addition to food and clothing, patients were treated to makeovers, manicures, and custom-designed jewelry. Other vendors donated entertainment, photography and videos, and party favors. Thanks to all those businesses and volunteers who put smiles on those faces, one great night without having to think about cancer for a whole group of young people who have already had to endure so much. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim's literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Coming up on WMAF.
Well, we're going to be joined by Hans von Spakovsky. We're going to talk about the North Carolina transgender bathroom bill and the controversy that has ensued, the lawsuits that have been filed.
And we'll talk about how the Obama administration is bragging that they put one over on young journalists in convincing them that the Iran deal